In a bustling town full of inventors, scientists, and entrepreneurs lived three best friends, Mia, Ben, and Alex. They were always curious and loved learning about the world around them. One day, while tinkering in Mia's garage lab, they had a brilliant idea for a new gadget. Excitedly, they decided to start their own company called Gadget Geniuses, Inc. Mia, being an expert in robotics, would lead the technical side. Ben, who was great at talking to people and getting the word out, took charge of marketing. And Alex, with his knack for organization and leadership, became the manager. But they realized that starting a company needed something more: money, or what adults call funding. "Why don't we each contribute some of our savings?" asked Ben. "That's a wonderful idea," exclaimed Mia. Alex added, "And since we all have different strengths, our team will be stronger and better equipped to handle whatever comes our way." They worked hard, creating prototypes, testing, redesigning, and eventually launching their first product. To their delight, it was a huge success. However, things didn't stay perfect forever. Soon enough, they faced challenges beyond their expertise. One day, a competitor launched a similar gadget at a lower price, threatening their market share. Mia suggested improving the design, but they lacked the funds for manufacturing. Meanwhile, Ben wanted to invest in advertising, but they weren't sure how to attract more investors. Even Alex struggled to balance their resources efficiently. In the end, despite having separate roles and contributing financially, they couldn't overcome this hurdle alone. This unexpected twist taught them that although diversity in skills increases chances of success, sometimes even that isn't enough. Companies also need external help, such as investors, mentors, or partners who bring additional knowledge and resources to tackle bigger challenges. And so, our little startup learned a valuable lesson about collaboration and growth beyond initial resources.